O'Donnell took a picture of her daughter wearing fatigues and an ammo belt going from her shoulder over and posted it on her blog.
As a political statement?
Well, it's art.
Oh, that's what she says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because people are griping and begging her to take it down, saying that it's sick, and she's like, art can't hurt you. And they're like, but art provokes, so they're all mad. They want her to take it down. She's not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't get what she does, so I really don't have an opinion.
The thing that I think bothers me the most is the fact that U is just the letter. Is it that much effort to type out a Y and an O?
Well, a lot of people type that way, right?
Yeah, but, okay, like, I understand on
Instant Messenger or something.
Yeah, or text messages using it, but blogs, you don't have a limit of characters you can use, so type out the whole word.
Jerry Ann making a stand.
Thank you.
Yes.
PETA sent a letter to Michael Moore saying that they've enjoyed what they saw of his new movie and
sicko, right? About the healthcare industry.
Yeah. And told them that they noticed that his health is a little bit in trouble from his weight. They said said that there was an elephant in the room and it was him.
Oh.
And called him fat.
He's lost like 50 pounds, 60 pounds. He's lost a decent amount of weight because he realized with the movie about the healthcare industry coming out, he couldn't be a tub of lard anymore. So, you know, I don't know if I buy that argument too much.
Uh-huh. Well, they sent him a letter telling him about the benefits of being vegetarian and how it reduces your risk of heart attacks and heart disease.
Clean out that colon. We know it's just not right down there.
Oh, so gross. Wow. Well, Paris, you know, she's out of jail. The first thing she did was get her hair done.
I thought she was going to go get Taco Bell. I thought that was her first deal.
Well, she was, but the Taco Bell president actually sent her a letter saying how flattered that they were that she wanted Taco Bell the first thing she got out of jail. They actually sent her some Taco Bell, but it didn't make it past the front gates. So she's
upset. Why didn't it make it past the front gates? I don't get it.
Probably security and...
I guess, yeah, what, did Taco Bell poison her chalupa or something? Is that what the worry is?
Could be. Send her a file and a soft taco.
Yeah. A disgruntled Taco Bell employee who also made their own sex tape yet didn't get famous may have tainted that burrito. Aha! Out of jealousy. Yeah.
Wow, you're on top of things.
I know what's up, Jerry Ann. Can't sneak them past me.
She also spent $145.32 a week in jail for food. Besides her three meals a day, she bought chicken noodle soup, blueberry muffins, toffee peanuts, packs of coffee, soy sauce, Cheerios, fruit punch mix, and mustard.
That sounds like a pretty good selection of decent food.
Yeah.
I really don't get it. I thought you were supposed to go to jail and just eat prison food and, you know, not be able to go buy things. I thought it was just an underground, black market cigarette trading type of deal. Smokes are your currency, I thought.
Well, no, because they only have a little limited amount of money that they can get because their family brings it in or they had it on them when they were put in jail. So they can only use that. So a lot of the inmates don't get to buy a lot of stuff. Not as much as Paris.
No. How many inmates did she buy?
Three.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Could you, I can't see myself in the stainless steel toilet yet. Been on that.
She also bought some skin cream and some makeup and Vaseline and cotton swabs.
Vaseline?
I don't know.
Because if you put Vaseline on your guitar strings, you can really play funk better, I think.
It's true. Now, Paris Hilton's going to be on Larry King tonight.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be on last night, and I got kind of excited, you know, and I TiVo'd it, and I was like, okay, I'm going to start watching this and put it on, and I don't, some clown was on there. Yoko Ono.
Oh. That's really disappointing.
I know. I'm like, well, she's about as hot as Paris Hilton. Okay. I'll take it.
Oh.
Yeah, you're right. That's unfair to Yoko.
Yeah.
She's a little bit hotter. Okay, so it's tonight. I appreciate that. Yeah,
tonight.
Right.
You know, Barbara Walters was supposed to get the first interview since her and Kathy Hilton are buddies.
Yeah, I'm still shocked about that.
But Barbara said that she already had her notes written for the interview, and then she decided that it wasn't up to her standards and that the whole thing was somehow beneath her.
Because the whole having to pay for it or something?
There's that, and she's done prison interviews that mattered, and like with serial killers and all
that.
Oh,
yeah.
And it's just Paris Hilton.
So it's beneath her now?
Yeah.
So she's now a respectable newswoman?
I guess so.
Yeah. Like you're right. All those hard news features we've come to know and love from Barbara Walters.
The dress suits.
Yeah. Yeah. The fascinating people list.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's just really hard-hitting.
Yeah. But she says it was her decision not to interview Paris.
When she says it's her decision for everything, whatever.
You're not a producer. Back off. Nicole Richie was seen buying, shopping for children's books with her boyfriend. They were in Barnes & Noble looking at the children's books. He actually bought some. And then also, her friends say that she's given up alcohol. And one of her friends was in the car with her, and Nicole ordered
her... She was?
Yeah.
Whoa, what are you doing?
She's in the death seat.
Yeah.
And Nicole ordered her out when her friend wanted to smoke.
What?
So, if she is pregnant, she's being responsible. That's kind of good.
I know. Have you ever wondered, maybe she's being a little bit too responsible? It's a little bit fishy. Because if you think about it, she's trying to spin this whole thing like, I'm pregnant, I can't go to jail. Right?
Yeah.
Because I'd imagine you'd break Nicole Richie in half before you could possibly get her to the point of conception. You know what I mean?
That's awful, but...
Right? Whoops.
It's kind of like at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, trying to put you back together.
I got the larger leg. And Britney Spears was seen wearing the most ridiculous outfit. She was wearing a see-through black mesh thing with a fuchsia bra underneath it. At least she was wearing a bra. Short black shorts, fishnets, black heels. Which, you know, she's worn worse than that.
Yeah, because I'm not that horrified by this picture.
But the whole thing to top it off that really bugs me is the gray old man hat.
That's her look.
Get a black one at least. Jeez, keep with the theme. But she probably wore
that
hat.
She can't see colors anymore.
Oh, yeah, I am giving her too much credit. The whole thing that... The reason why she's probably wearing the hat is she attempted to color her own hair, which was... you know, it's not really a good idea to color your own hair, but if you're Britney Spears...
Well, why bother? How long could her hair possibly be at this point?
It's probably, you know, 5-6 inches.
You think so? You think it's that long already?
Yeah.
Oh.
But... She was rushed to a salon because she spilled black dye on her face.
Smooth.
Yeah, they got it off.
That's a lesson to you. Don't dye your hair while drunk or as Britney Spears. So a little worse to live by there for you.
Mm-hmm. It's very good.